driving safely, and studying for your permit. The information in this section will help you learn to drive safely and will help prepare you for the learner's permit test. Remember,
be sure to read the rest of the driver manual before taking your written test.
Even if you pass your test, your permit will not be issued unless all other requirements have been met and all required documents have been provided. How to drive safely. Motor vehicle crashes are most often caused by actions or errors of the driver. However, any motorist can drive safely by using care, courtesy, and caution, and by modeling the proper behaviors. Where should I start driving? A person with a learner's permit should first practice driving in an empty parking lot or on roads that do not have much traffic. It is important to develop basic car control before driving in areas that are busy. As your skills improve, you may drive on roads where there is more traffic. Because you may be driving more slowly than most other drivers, you may be creating a hazard. If traffic is backing up behind you, you are required by law to pull over to the side of the road when it is safe to do so and allow following vehicles to go by. This makes driving safer for them and for you. You will be more relaxed without the pressure of vehicles behind you. What should I practice first? Practice driving with your hands in the proper position. If you look at the steering wheel as the face of a clock, a 9 and 3 or an 8 and 4 position is recommended. Work on left and right turns, smooth braking, and controlled starts and stops. Use hand-over-hand steering for turning. Driver readiness. Before you drive your vehicle, you should do the following. 1. Adjust the seat properly. 2. Adjust all mirrors. 3. Test the foot and parking emergency brakes. 4. Adjust and fasten the safety belt. 5. Lock the doors. 6. Turn on the headlights. Stopping your vehicle. Even when road and vehicle conditions are ideal and the driver is perfectly alert, it takes a great distance to stop a motor vehicle. To stop your vehicle, 4 things must happen. 1. You must see and recognize the danger and the need to stop. 2. Your brain must tell your foot to step on the brakes. 3. Your foot must move to the brake pedal and operate the brake. 4. Your brakes must work correctly. The distance your vehicle travels from the moment you see danger until you step on the brake is called reaction distance. After seeing danger, it takes the average driver about 3/4 of a second to apply the brakes. The higher the driving speed, the further the vehicle will travel before the driver is able to apply the brakes. The distance your vehicle travels from the time the brakes are applied to the time that the vehicle is brought to a stop is called braking distance. Braking distance will vary depending on the conditions of the road. It is important to realize that on wet, icy, or gravel roads, the braking distance will be much longer. When it first starts to rain, oil, rubber, dirt, and water combined make roads especially slippery, which increases your braking distance. Signals. The law states that a driver must use a turn signal not less than 100 feet before making a turn or changing lanes. Signaling 3 to 5 seconds before any of these actions covers this requirement. Applying your brakes will signal vehicles behind you that you're planning to slow down or stop. If your vehicle's directional lights or brake lights are not working, you must use hand signals to let other drivers know you are planning to stop or turn. Directional lights or brake lights which do not work must be fixed immediately. Left turns. Many crashes take place when one motor vehicle is turning left. Most of these collisions would not happen if the driver made the turn properly. Upon approaching an intersection at which you wish to make a left turn, you must signal 3 to 5 seconds in advance to warn others of your intention to turn. Then, as you gradually slow down, check the rearview mirror to see that the driver of the vehicle behind you has understood your signal. Be sure no bicyclist or motor vehicle behind you is trying to pass on your left. On a multi-lane road, always make sure you're in the left lane well in advance of the turn. Never move suddenly from the right lane to the left lane.
When you reach your turn, wait until there are no oncoming vehicles before making your turn.
Position your vehicle within 1 foot of the center line if it is safe to do so. Keep your wheels straight until you are ready to turn. That way, you will not be pushed into oncoming traffic if you are hit from behind. Any oncoming motor vehicle or bicyclist has the right of way. Always remember to look for pedestrians who may be crossing the street you're going to turn into. If pedestrians are present, you must yield the right-of-way to them. When the road is clear, make your turn at the proper speed and keep to the right of the center line. After completing your turn, check the rearview mirror and center your vehicle in the lane. Well ahead of turn, Look for any following vehicles and move within 1 foot of the center line, giving signal if needed for moving over. Signal 3 to 5 seconds before turn and begin slowing down. Search the intersection right, front, and left before starting to make turn. Enter street just to right of center line. After completing turn, check rearview mirror and center vehicle in your lane. Right turns. At the approach to a right turn, the vehicle should be about 3 feet from the right side of the road. Do not swing your vehicle to the left before turning right. Signal 3 to 5 seconds in advance to warn others of your intention to turn. Then, as you gradually slow down, check the mirror to see that the driver of the vehicle behind you has understood your signal.
Search the intersection left, front, right, and quickly left again just before starting your turn.
Before starting to make your turn, always remain alert for the presence of bicyclists or pedestrians on the right side of the road as you make your turn. You must yield to any pedestrian or bicyclist. Make your turn close to the right side of your lane. After completing your turn, check your rearview mirror and center your vehicle in the lane. Well ahead of the turn, look for any following vehicles and move over to the right side of your lane. Signal 3 to 5 seconds before turn and begin slowing down.
Search the intersection left, front, right, and quickly left again just before starting your turn.
Keep close to right while turning. After completing turn, check mirror and center vehicle in your lane. Note, if you're turning into a street with more than one lane going in your direction, turn into the nearest lane. Then follow the basic rule of driving on a multi-lane road. Drive to the right unless you're passing or turning. A visual search pattern.
A driver should be constantly looking for potential hazards, including pedestrians, bicyclists, and other vulnerable users.
A visual search pattern is an orderly way to search for hazards in all directions. A repeating search pattern can help the driver notice changing road conditions as well as changes in and around their intended path of travel. 4 seconds. A safe following distance. How do you know if you're driving too close to a vehicle in front of you?
Using the 4-second method,
you should have enough space between your vehicle and the vehicle in front of you in case you must stop quickly.
However, if you are driving in poor road conditions when visibility is poor or driving at higher speeds, you should allow more than 4 seconds of following distance.
The distance between your vehicle and the vehicle in front of you should be determined by speed and existing conditions. Follow these steps for 4-second safety spacing. 1. The vehicle ahead is about to pass a checkpoint, such as a sign, driveway, pole, or parked vehicle. 2. Start counting seconds as the rear of that vehicle passes the checkpoint. 3. Stop counting when your vehicle reaches the checkpoint. If it takes less than 4 seconds for your vehicle to reach that point, you are following too closely and must increase your following distance. If it takes 4 or more seconds to pass the checkpoint, you have a safe following distance. Note, an easy method to count seconds is to count 1001, 1002. Speed limits and safe speeds. The maximum speed for any vehicle on all Vermont roads is 50 miles per hour or as posted. The maximum speed for any vehicle on an interstate in Vermont is 65 miles per hour or as posted. The law states that a motor vehicle shall be driven at all times so that it's under control.
A vehicle must be driven at a speed that is reasonable considering the dangers that may exist on the road, at intersections, on curves, in heavy traffic, through construction zones, during bad weather, and when pedestrians or bicyclists are present. You must drive at a speed that is safe for the driving conditions.
Many crashes are caused by driving too fast for conditions. Sometimes even 10 miles per hour can be an unsafe speed. Right-of-way. 1.
A driver on any road must yield the right-of-way to pedestrians, bicyclists, and other traffic already in the intersection.
2. When nearing an intersection marked with a yield right-of-way sign, you are required to travel at a speed slow enough to be able to stop if necessary. Enter only when the way is clear. 3. At a four-way stop, the first vehicle to arrive should have the right-of-way. 4. When two vehicles approach a four-way stop intersection at approximately the same time, coming from different directions, the driver on the left should yield the right-of-way to the driver on the right. 5. If you are turning left, you must yield to all oncoming traffic. Any vehicle coming toward you, whether it's a motor vehicle or a bicyclist, has the right-of-way. 6. A driver who is approaching the road from a driveway, alley, parking lot, or T-intersection must yield the right-of-way to all traffic on the road. 7. Before entering any intersection, you must always search in all directions. Be sure you have a clear path before entering the intersection. Parking your vehicle. There are many options for parking offered in the driving environment. These include parallel parking, angle parking, left or right, and perpendicular parking, left or right, forward or backward. Don't cross the center line to park. For more information on parallel parking, see the road test section of this study guide. A vehicle parked on a two-lane road must have the right wheels within 12 inches of the right side of the road or curb. On a one-way road, the vehicle must be positioned within 12 inches of the side of the road. Your vehicle must be parked in the same direction as traffic flow. If you must park on a highway in a rural area, you must have all wheels off the traveled portion of the road. Be careful not to stop on a hill, curve, or where your vehicle cannot be seen for at least 150 feet in either direction, or in any area posted for no parking. Parking on hills. When parking on a hill, you must be sure your vehicle will not roll out into traffic.
Always turn the front wheels and set the parking brake to prevent the vehicle from rolling into traffic. The procedures for uphill and downhill parking, pictured here, apply to parking on the right side of the street or roadway.
Where you may not park. On the traveled portion of the highway. Beside a vehicle stopped or parked at the side of a street. On a sidewalk. Within an intersection. On a crosswalk. Beside any roadwork so that you block traffic. On a bridge or in a tunnel. On any railroad tracks or within 50 feet of the nearest rail of a railroad crossing. In front of any driveway. Within 6 feet of a fire hydrant. Within 20 feet of a crosswalk at an intersection. Within 30 feet of a flashing red or yellow light, stop sign, or traffic light. Within 20 feet of the driveway of a fire station or across the street within 75 feet of the driveway when there are signs. Any place where an official sign says no parking. On a marked bicycle lane. In a marked handicap parking area.
Roundabouts. A roundabout is an intersection control feature where traffic enters and exits only through right turns and proceeds in a counterclockwise direction. Roundabouts reduce vehicular delay, crashes, fuel consumption, and air pollution. In most situations, roundabouts can handle motor vehicles, pedestrians, and bicyclists more safely than stop signs or traffic signals. Vehicle speeds approaching, within, and exiting the roundabout should be slow. Drivers must yield the right-of-way to traffic in the roundabout. Enter the roundabout only when there is a safe gap in traffic. Like all intersections, you must also yield to pedestrians and bicyclists when entering or exiting the roundabout. Always use your signal to show your intention to exit the roundabout. Some roundabouts have more than one circulating lane for traffic. These require the user to pay special attention to the lane assignment signs and pavement markings before entering the roundabout in order to select the proper lane. Driving with extra caution is needed when negotiating a multi-lane roundabout. Drivers may not change lanes once in the roundabout. Drivers must use proper mirror and blind spot checks before exiting the inside lane. When entering a two-lane roundabout with no signs or arrows, the right lane is permitted to make right turns or through movements, while the left lane is permitted to make left turns or through movements. Emergency vehicles in a roundabout. Always yield to emergency vehicles. If you are not already in the roundabout, pull over and let the emergency vehicles pass. If you are already in the roundabout, pull over when you have safely exited the roundabout. Police stops. Police vehicles attempting to stop drivers will do so by turning on flashing lights or flashing lights and a siren. Drive as close as you safely can to the right side of the road. Do not stop in an intersection or pull into the center median of a divided highway. Keep your safety belt fastened until the officer has seen you wearing it. Limit your movements and those of any passengers. Take a deep breath and don't panic. Remain calm while the officer explains why you've been stopped. Show your license, vehicle registration, and proof of insurance when requested by the officer. Stay in your vehicle. Do not get out unless requested. This is for your safety and the safety of the officer. If in a dimly lit area, turn on the vehicle's interior lights after stopping and before the officer approaches. The roadside isn't the place to argue traffic offenses. There will be time in court to address the offense. Move over law.
If you see or hear a vehicle with flashing blue or red signal lights and or sounding a siren approaching from any direction, the law says you must pull over to the right side of the road and stop. You must remain stopped until the emergency or law enforcement vehicle has gone by. If you see a police vehicle with flashing blue lights or an emergency vehicle with flashing red lights, which is stopped, you must always proceed with caution or slow down. If you are on a four-lane highway, such as an interstate, the law also requires you to make a lane change if you can do so safely. The law also requires drivers yield the right-of-way to any state, city, or town maintenance vehicle working on a highway. For example, a driver approaching a snowplow with lights flashing must proceed with caution and yield the right-of-way. Note, towing and repair vehicles usually have amber-colored flashing lights. You must use the same caution and procedures described above when you approach these stopped vehicles. Traffic lights, road signs, and highway markings. Traffic lights.
Traffic signals control the right-of-way and provide for a smooth, orderly flow of traffic. If a signal light is dark, as in a power failure, stop as if there are stop signs in all directions. When a traffic signal is out of order and flashes yellow or red, you must obey that signal.
Red light. Stop before reaching either the stop line or the crosswalk, whichever comes first, and wait until the light is green. Green arrow signals may come on while the red light is displayed.
You may proceed in the direction of the green arrow. Right turns at circular red lights are usually allowed, but only after the driver has stopped completely, scanned the intersection, and yielded the right-of-way to pedestrians and other vehicles.
Some intersections have signs or symbols that indicate you cannot turn right on red. A police officer may direct you through a red light. You should follow the officer's directions with caution. Yellow light. This light warns drivers that the light is about to turn red. If you are too close to the intersection to stop safely, proceed with caution through the intersection. Green light. You may proceed on a green light if it is safe to do so. But if you are turning left, you must yield the right-of-way to oncoming vehicles. At some intersections where special emphasis is needed, a left turn yield on green light sign will be attached to the overhead wire near the signal. Flashing red. The flashing circular red light is like a stop sign. Stop and proceed after yielding the right of way to all pedestrians, bicyclists, and vehicles.
Flashing yellow. Slow down, scan the intersection, yield to any oncoming vehicles before attempting to make a left turn, and proceed with caution.
Arrows. Solid red arrow. Drivers intending to turn left must stop and wait. Do not enter an intersection to turn when a solid red arrow is being displayed. Solid yellow arrow. The left turn signal is about to change to red and drivers should prepare to stop or prepare to complete a left turn if they are legally within the intersection and there is no conflicting traffic present. Flashing yellow arrow. Drivers are allowed to turn left after yielding to all oncoming traffic and to any pedestrians in the crosswalk. Oncoming traffic has a green light. Drivers must wait for a safe gap in oncoming traffic before turning. Solid green arrow. Left turns have the right of way. Oncoming traffic has a red light.